The Torah discusses one of the very severe forms of tumah, and that is the tumah of a zov and a zova. This is when certain substances exit from their body, and when that occurs, that is known as a re'iyah, a sighting of that substance which exits the body. Now the halach is that if a man has a re'iyah, again that means that certain substances exit his body which makes him tameh, so he becomes a zov, and he needs to go to the mikveh even on that same day in order to purify himself. And then he needs to wait until that night, at which point he becomes tahor once again. Now if the zov has a second re'iyah either on the same day or on the day after that, then he actually becomes tameh for 7 days. This is the case where he's actually really considered to be a real zov. So he is tameh for 7 days with a severe level of tumah, and on the 7th day he needs to go to the mikveh, and that night he will become tahor once again. Now if the zov has a third re'iyah, and again the latest that can be is the day after the previous re'iyah, so then as well as becoming tameh for the next 7 days, and going to the mikveh on the 7th day, he also needs to bring a korban on the 8th day, before being able to eat korbanos. So after going to the mikveh on the 7th day, he's already considered tahor when it comes to most halachas. For example, he would be able to eat truma once again, which is the special food which only kohanim can eat, and it can only be eaten in a state of purity. But in order to be able to eat korbanos once again, he would need to bring a korban on the 8th day. So those are the details which apply to a zov. When it comes to a zova, a woman where substances exit her body and she becomes tomei as a result of that, so if she has one re'iyah, then she needs to go to the mikveh, but not on that same day like a man would, but she needs to wait until the next day and then go to the mikveh on that day, and that night she will become tahor once again. She's known as a shomeres yom keneged yom, which means that if she has no re'iyah on the next day, then that sort of solves the previous day and she will become tahor once again. Now if on that next day she has another re'iyah, whether it be before she goes to the mikveh or after she goes to the mikveh, then the halacha is that she actually needs to wait again till the next day, go to the mikveh the next day, and as long as she has no re'iyah on that 3rd day, then she will become tahor once the night begins. And of course she needs to go to the mikveh on that 3rd day as well. However, if she did have another re'iyah on the 3rd day, then she becomes a zov gedoyla, which means that she has a very severe level of tumah, in which she is also tamei for 7 days, and then needs to go to the mikveh on the 7th day, and bring a korban on the 8th day. And if she becomes tamei once, if she has another re'iyah during the 7 days, then she'd have to start the 7 days again. Be as it may, these are the general details for a zov and a zova. And the Mishnah tells us that zov shirosh te re'iyos. If a zov had 2 re'iyos, so that means he's tamei for 7 days, but he does not need to bring a korban on the 8th day. Says the Mishnah, shoychten alav bashvi'i, they can slaughter a korban pesach on his behalf, if Erev Pesach is his 7th day, as long as he's been to the mikveh already, and he's just waiting for the night. So he's really completed his purification process, and now he just needs to wait until nightfall to become really tahor once again. But since when it comes to the night of Pesach, he will be able to eat the Korban Pesach, they can already slaughter the Korban Pesach for him on his 7th day. Ro'osh Shalosh, if he's had 3 re'iyos, so that means he also needs to bring a korban on the 8th day. So in this case, if the 7th day falls on Erev Pesach, that's not good enough, because when it comes to the night, when he'll need to eat the Korban Pesach, he won't be able to eat it yet, because he can only eat korbanos after he has brought his korban, which he's bringing on the 8th day, and therefore, shechtan alav bashamini shalai, they would only be able to slaughter the Korban Pesach for him if Erev Pesach fell on the 8th day, which was the day he was going to bring the korban. Because then by the time the night came, he would be able to eat korbanos once again, and be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Alright, now when it comes to a zova, a woman, shomeres yom keneged yom, if she is guarding 1 day corresponding to the previous day, meaning if she had 1 re'iyah, and then she will become tahor only if the next day she has no re'iyah, and that she goes to the mikveh the next day, of course. So shochtan alav basheni shela, they can slaughter a korban pesach on her behalf, on her 2nd day, meaning on that day that she goes to the mikveh, since she will be able to eat the korban pesach that night. However, if she had 2 re'iyos one day after the other, and so her halacha is that she needs to go to the mikveh the next day, and she will become tahor that night as long as she has no re'iyah on that 3rd day. So in that case, they can slaughter Korban Pesach on her behalf on her 3rd day, because that night, when it comes to Pesach, she will be able to eat korbanos once again. The hazava, when it comes to a zava gedayla, who had a re'iyah for 3 days one after the other, so she now needs to, she's tomei for 7 days, and she needs to bring a korban on the 8th day, before being able to eat korbanos once again, and therefore, they can only slaughter the Korban Pesach on her behalf if Erev Pesach falls on her eighth day, since only that night will she be able to eat Karbonos once again.